Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. The Predators lose in just heartbreaking fashion last night in overtime. 4-3, the final. We say hello now to Max Herz, who, of course, you can hear as a part of the pre- and the post-game show and the intermissions. And, Max, I got to be honest with you, with about 58 minutes into the game, about 2 minutes left, I did not think this was going to be the conversation we were having this morning. But the Canucks pull the goalie. They score two. They force overtime. Colton Sissons misses a wide-open empty net before that, and the Predators fall in overtime. Just a heartbreaker.
Yeah, really tough way to go down, especially so early into overtime, too. I mean, you were ready. First overtime game of the series. Like, you were ready for that thing to go miles after how it got tied late. I feel like that's how it always happens, right? When a game gets tied late, then you end up going till midnight. And I think we probably would have had to play eight overtimes to get to midnight last night since we started at four. But I was ready for something like that, with especially how well the Predators have played throughout the entire game and how well the Canucks played at the end to get it to overtime. Long one, but to give up a goal on the second shift of overtime is a tough way to go down. To lose both home games of the series back-to-back is a tough way to go down, and two games where you had your chances to win, especially in Game 4. So the Preds have a tall task ahead, but I think if nothing else last night, they played their best game of the series despite the end and the outcome, and they showed that they can win another one in Vancouver, which is step one here.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what's kind of crazy about all this. If you look at the series as a whole, and watch how they have played for the most part. And yes, they've had their down moments, but so has Vancouver. The record doesn't really indicate it. And I know nobody cares about that. They just care about what the end result is. But that's what's so, I guess, confusing about this series is, you know, Bruno said before the game yesterday, they probably deserved to win Friday with, you know, how they played, especially towards the end. Evangelista gets that goal. They certainly deserved to win last night, but they didn't. And so is it a closing problem, or is it just puck luck and the hockey gods and whatever you want to call it?
Well, I think the end of those two games, or the end of regulation of the two games this weekend, you can look at. The Preds generated the same type of scramble rebound in front chances that the Canucks did, and the Canucks got theirs to go to tie the game, and Ryan O'Reilly's hit off of Tyler Myers and didn't go in. So I guess that is puck luck in a way. I guess it's desperation. I mean, the Preds did not have their coverage down on those 5-on-6 situations. And again, it's no exact science on what's going on there. But Jay said on the post-game show, he thought the guys went down a little bit too early, the skaters did, on those goals. And I mean, when you see Saros flopping around like he had to on all three of those goals, he shouldn't have to do that three times over in a game, that's for sure. But, I mean, the Canucks got their scrambles to go. The Preds didn't. But I thought the Preds played great last night up until the end. I thought that was their recipe to win games in the series. It was, to me, by far the best that they had looked. They had everything going. They made Shelops look not so good. Yeah, maybe one or two nice saves, but the Preds tested him a lot. They probably deserved more than the three they got in regulation. And, just a tough one to lose for all those reasons.
Talking to Max Herz this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show. Max, something that we need to cannot do anymore. Fans can't do it, especially the hockey team. I'm being hearing last night, already today, man, if Colton Sissons would have made that goal, it's over. They win. I think if you lift that, if you think about that too long, Max, it dominates your thoughts. And if you're a hockey team, you can't let that dominate your thoughts when your back's against the wall Tuesday night.
Yeah, no, I don't think it will. But it wasn't an easy shot is the other thing. Coming down on his backhand side, looked like it was a bit of a rolling puck. And, I mean, he hit the inside of the post, you know? I mean, it wasn't a bad miss. So, yeah, tough situation for a player who you know can hit that and someone who is invaluable in every way to the Preds and is the guy you want on the ice there. So, it just adds to the pain of the end of the game there. But, no, I'm with you, Joe.
All right, so I like asking Hal Gill this question every time he's on. First 10 minutes tomorrow night when they hit the ice, what do you need to see from the Predators to show that they've put that game four loss behind them?
Well, I think it's just the same type of start that they've had. And I think their starts have been good really across the board this series. The starts in Vancouver were a lot of fun because the Canucks were taking runs at them. The crowd was in it. And the Preds just kind of stood tall and stood over them and said, hey, we're here. They picked up a goal early on in the first period in both of those games. One of them was really early in game two. And I think it's going to be that same type of start. And as we saw at lots of different times throughout this end of the season, the more desperate team is probably going to be the better team. The Preds are going to be in an elimination game here. So I think they're going to come out with the desperation that the Canucks can't match. And based on the fact that they've already been starting well, I think they'll be able to have a good start back on the road.
Yeah, that was my next question. It's like, we need to turn this disappointment immediately into being mad, into being angry that they lost that game the way they did, and go out and show the world, like, hey, that's not how we play hockey, how game four ended. We got to be mad. And I'm thinking, Max, if they don't come out mad and a little pissed off, it's over. The series is over.
Yeah. Oh, and I think they will. But I think they've been a little mad all series, too. And I think the playoff villains have emerged exactly how they should in this series. I mean, who could cast better playoff villains than Nikita Zadorov and Dakota Joshua? Like, those guys have been great as the playoff villain in their roles. And then on the Preds side, the entire fourth line has been making everybody angry. Jason Zucker has done a great job rattling Quinn Hughes up. So I think they're going to turn that to another level facing elimination. But going back into Vancouver where you get to be the villain, I think it sets up perfectly for exactly what you're hoping for.
We're talking to Max Herz, pre- and post-game host for the Nashville Predators Radio Network. Tommy Novak was still in last night. The only change was Dante Fabbro coming in for the injured Spencer Stastny. I'll start with Novak. What did you think about him? Do you still think that Bruno might consider some changes with the forwards, or do you think that Novak played well enough last night to stay in, even though he's kind of been slow going during this series?
Yeah, I think it's 50-50 would be my guess right now on whether or not Novak gets replaced. And I also think, if I can add another leg to the parlay, I think it's 50-50 whether it would be Cody Glass or Juuso Parsonen to go in for him. So I wish I had a better answer than giving you two 50-50 coin flips. But I could see both of those going either way. I could see Novak staying in, and if he comes out, I could see either Glass or Parsonen going in for him based on what exactly they're looking for and whether or not they're going to keep the combinations the same around them. That's kind of the first big coaching decision for the Preds this series. So yeah. We'll see.
What did you think about Fabbro's performance?
I thought he was fine. I felt like they didn't have like full regular shifts for him, and some of that was Yossi missed a chunk of the first period. Some of that was also how much they like to load up Yossi and McDonough. But I'll definitely praise Fabbro big picture to go back and forth between healthy scratch and top pair with Roman Yossi for pretty much the entire second half of the season here. That's kind of a weird way to live in the NHL. And I think he handled it as well as you possibly could. So I think he played well. I'm looking forward to seeing him in the lineup in his hometown. I know he'll be relishing that. So definitely a seventh defenseman you can trust as he goes right on to top pair minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. Max, appreciate it. Safe travels to Vancouver, and we will talk to you tomorrow night from British Columbia.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Looking forward to being there, and we'll see everybody back here later this week.
That's Max Herz, pre- and post-game. Again, we'll have Predators playoffs tonight, tomorrow, starting at 6, and then the pregame show at 8, leading into game number 5 from Vancouver. Joe, our question of the day, we'll get back to that next.
Well, with the Nashville Predators losing the way they did yesterday, if your favorite team, the one loss that your favorite team suffered, so heartbreaking that devastated you, like the Nashville Predators yesterday, we want to hear from you. 615-737-1025, the most crushing loss your favorite team ever suffered.
We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.